Age of Radio.
What's going on, everybody? We are back. This is episode 252 of the Dark Windows podcast. My name is Kevin.
And you know my name. It's Kevin.
Yes.
By now. If you don't, it's Kevin.
Yes.
Just to let you know.
Also Kevin.
Yeah, I have been known to go by also Kevin, but...
Or K2. That one happens sometimes. Mm. Well, we haven't heard that one in a while. That was Seth's thing for you.
Yes.
It was K2, but...
Just it's okay.
I was K1 because I was the one that he met first. So
that is true.
Yep. Anyway. It's your turn. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
What do you got this week, man?
This week, I decided
we're not going to banter at the front of the episode because apparently people don't like that in podcasts for some reason.
Well,
I enjoy it. I like listening to people talk to each other. That you know,
it'll be all right.
Don't That's why I listen to podcasts, because I like listening to people talk to each other.
Okay. Anyway. As we say, we're not going to banter, we banter.
Right.
So this week, I decided that I wanted to cover something historical, but I would kind of consider it a very heinous crime in my eyes. So,
well, I mean, in the eyes of any fucking sane person from what you said.
So it's a historical crime.
Basically. It's really not a crime, though.
I know.
Because something that happens on a scale like this
I know.
It kind of brings into mind the whole Stalin thing of, you know, one death is a tragedy, 1,000 is a statistic.
Yeah.
Kind of the same difference there.
So some may not, and that's okay. But my own personal opinion. So this event that we're going to talk about today, or on this podcast, in this episode... Yeah. Is a massacre.
You couldn't have been any more awkward about that if you tried.
You know it. That's what I am. I'm all awkward.
Very, very awkward.
You know, listen, mister.
Nope, won't do that.
Fine.
Not even a little bit, bitch.
If I'm not mistaken, you will correct me. I know you will.
Goddamn right.
I believe that...
Somebody has to, because you're not usually right.
Shut up.
So
I believe that this is actually our first massacre that we have covered.
I don't know. We've discussed genocide before.
That's
not really the same thing.
No, I mean, I'm talking about a massacre.
Well, we did do a... Well, that was a failed bombing. That was also on Patreon. Patreon.com/Dark Windows Podcast. $5 a month. You know the deal.
You know it.
Which was the IRA thing that you'd covered.
Yeah.
Those drunk fucks tried to blow up a bar and, like, sucked at it. Let's see. We talked about the Boston Massacre a little bit.
That wasn't really a massacre.
That was a police shooting.
Yeah.
Not really, I guess. No. I mean, other... And you can't really count Howard Unruh as a massacre because that was a spree killing.
Nope.
Mass shooting, whatever
not
you want to call
same.
It. It's not really
not
the same.
Not all at once.
No.
So this particular massacre is the Marias Massacre.
Sounds sexy.
Yeah. Now let's jump in the Wayback Machine and travel back to 1870. This event took place in Big Sky Country. I know some may not know what the hell Big Sky Country is, so I'll tell you. Big Sky Country is the nickname for Montana.
We've covered that when we did our Montana road trip.
Yep.
Go on back. It's not even on Patreon. That's just...
I know.
That's free to the masses, man.
Now, before we get into the whole incident, where it took place and everything...
We gotta explain why these Native Americans deserve what they got.
Yeah. So the Blackfoot... Yeah, they didn't deserve this. The Blackfoot Confederacy, which is...
They were Confederates, therefore they deserved it.
No, it's a Confederacy.
Yep.
It's not, doesn't mean they're Confederates.
Well, you'll have to explain that to stupid people that it's not the same thing then.
They're dumb. Because a Confederacy just means a group of nations or states or whatever group together to for a cause.
You know, kind of like the Confederacy.
Yep. So the Blackfoot Confederacy is made up of the Blackfoot, Blood, and Piegan tribes. Now the tensions between the settlers and the tribes was not good.
So we got the Bloods, but we got no Crips yet?
Nope.
Shit.
Nope. So it wasn't good. And they had, so they would have, yeah, at each other's throats, you know, for several years prior. They actually had been to the 1870 time frame.
Okay.
In 1869, a young warrior named Owl Child stole several horses.
Yes. It's a fucking Jimi Hendrix song.
Yep. Stole several horses from a fur trader named Malcolm Clark.
Okay, so.
Clark would find out about this, and he would actually track down Owl Child, and he would beat him in front of his own people.
That's fine. I mean,
well,
horse thievery, that if you're catching a beating for it, that's pretty pretty mild, considering that was punishable by death for the most part anywhere.
True. Now, Owl Child actually felt embarrassed and humiliated by being treated, by being beaten by Clark. So he and along with a group of other Piegan warriors decided that they wanted to kill Clark. Now, the killing was one... the killing, as one would think, the killing of Clark would piss the settlers off. Well, that they would want justice for the murder.
Unless he's an asshole.
Yeah, look, but now I need to actually like talk about this a little bit, because the killing of Clark. Now, I did find that a source claimed that the reason why Clark was killed wasn't, I guess, only because Owl Child was humiliated, but it was also because Clark had actually gone to that particular group and somehow, or had seen the particular Native American woman, okay, and actually raped her. Well, what turned out to be was that this particular woman was the wife of Owl Child.
Now, is that actually true, or is that just speculation and hearsay?
I'm going to say I don't fucking know.
Because if we're going on what we have evidence of, we have this guy stole this dude's horses and got his ass handed to him in front of his people. Then went, oh, fuck that, I'm going to go kill this guy.
Well, I'm going to say I got this from two different sources, and both the sources, I guess, were considered to be credible, because it did later on say something with regards to the fact of him actually being the horses and everything. So I believe that there's some truth in both. Okay?
Okay.
I think that it both played a part, but different sources only talked about certain things and omitted out certain parts.
Fair.
And like some, because it's not like I'm getting, I have an actual book in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, that has it all. So, I mean, he did what any man would do. You rape my wife, I'm going to fucking kill you. You know?
Yes. You know, but again, I'm not defending any of this, because it's all, it seems like a bunch of, you know, shit that just got handled the wrong way.
Well,
but if that part is made up, that he raped his wife, if that never happened, that's kind of fucked up. That they're like, well, no, I'm going to blame my actions on something that I made up about him. Yeah.
I don't know, but
I'm not defending white people by any stretch of the imagination, because I know that we're awful.
I'm going to say this. The following actions have nothing to do with the fact that that man got killed.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to say that point blank. So the U.S. Army would actually hear about the murder, and they would send a group of soldiers to deal with the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is cavalry.
As they do. Of course it's cavalry. They're fighting Indians.
The man in charge of dealing with the Native American affairs in the area was General Philip Sheridan.
Oh, shit.
Sheridan would select Major Eugene Baker to deal with the murder of Clark.
Sheridan was a bad motherfucker in the Civil War, too.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't actually get involved in this.
No, I'm saying he
actually helps cover this up.
No, what I'm saying is during the Civil War, he was a badass.
Well, he was a fucking dickhead. I'm going to say that right now because I think he was just being a politician after
probably,
the fact.
Probably, yeah.
Now, this is what General Sheridan had to say about the matter. Quote, "If the lives and property of citizens of Montana can be best be protected by striking Mountain Chief's band, I want them struck. Tell Baker to strike them hard." Now, Mountain Chief is the leader of the band of warriors that Owl Child was a part of.
Okay. So this is like the old-timey equivalent of, you know, you put one of ours in the hospital, we put 2 years in the morgue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except, you know, we put 2 years in unmarked graves after we come in and, you know, kill all your women and children and shit, I'm assuming.
They don't kill all of them. No. We won't.
Chunk, though, I bet.
Well, yeah. Let's just, I was kind of like, what the fuck, when I saw the rest of this. I was like, motherfuckers. So, on the 19th of January, 1870, Baker and his cavalry, consisting of 200 soldiers, would leave the camp their camp at Fort Shaw.
Okay.
They would travel north along the Marias River toward the area about 10 miles south of present-day Shelby, Montana. This is where they thought Mountain Chief and his band of Piegan warriors were located. At 8 a.m. on January 23rd, 1870, the 200 men would reach the site where they thought Mountain Chief was, and they would dismount their horses. They were on top of a bluff that was covered in snow, and the wind was blowing the snow around. As the men were waiting for orders, they would see the chief come out of the hut waving a paper, and Joe Kipp, who was a scout and was married to a Native American woman, mm-hmm. had a feeling that this group of people was actually not the group that they were looking for.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
He felt that the chief that was waving the papers was not Mountain Chief's band, but it was actually another chief named Chief Heavy Runners. He was known to be a friendly chief and had a medal from the 1855 peace treaty with the United States.
Okay.
Now, if you're wondering, well, why is it called the United States? Why do you mention the United States? It's because at that time, the Native Americans didn't actually consider themselves to be, or we didn't consider them to be part of part of the country.
No, they
were their
citizens.
Own separate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though this is their fucking country.
Well.
So before going further, I need to say that it was windy and the snow was blowing, but I failed to mention that it was also 30 degrees below zero.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck all of that. Yeah.
Now, to go along with this whole 30 degrees below zero, wind blowing, and it snowing, Major Baker had been drinking. Now, he was doing this like so many other soldiers during the time would do, and it was just to keep warm.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, if you drink whiskey or whatever, it kind of warms you inside.
Which is weird because it actually thins your blood, which makes you get cold easier. Which is why so many people freeze to death when they're drinking in the winter. Because they'll stumble outside because they're hot as fuck. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, they are popsicles. Yep. So.
So now he was doing... Okay.
Yeah, let's do that again.
Now, I'm not going to say that it was an excuse for what is about to happen. I just felt it was a little bit of information to know on this whole topic. Now, I did see researching this topic that Joe Kipp, when he stated that the band that they were in front of was the wrong band, he was told basically to shut up. You know, mind his own business.
Mm-hmm.
During this early morning hour, all of the men of this party, this band, were actually out hunting, which left women, children, elderly, and those affected by smallpox at the camp.
Neat.
Okay. It would be another scout by the name of Joe Cobell, who actually was the first to take a shot.
Was this the fucking Joe Brigade or something?
No. So he was the first to take a shot, and he would kill Chief Heavy Runner.
Nice. Good shot, bud.
After this, the shots rang out when the bullets started to fly and the massacre ensued. When the dust settled roughly an hour later,
Oh, that's too long.
170 of the natives were dead.
Oh, no.
And then another 140 were captured.
Oh, no, that's too many on both counts.
There was...
Well, let's be fair here. How many guys in the cavalry got hurt? If we're doing numbers, we got to be fair about it, okay?
I will tell you that.
Okay.
I will tell you that.
Okay.
Okay. Keep in mind, they're on top of a knoll.
Yep.
Okay.
And keep in mind, now, these are veterans and service members.
I didn't mention this, but I did see it. They actually, systematically, did different things. They shot into teepees and everything.
Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah.
And which brought people out.
Yeah.
And then somehow they knew that the particular teepees or whatever where people were sick, so they kind of kept them for last.
Ah, yeah, easy
pickings.
And
then, shot them. So those that had been captured would be later released. And this is good, right?
No, not at all.
Well, yeah, it was good.
You don't take prisoners, you kill them all.
But at the same time, not. Because they would be let go with little to no food, no horses, and no adequate clothing.
Yeah, it's like when you get arrested, you get turned loose with whatever you had on you.
Well,
they didn't have any horses in their pockets, so...
Well, as refugees made their way to Fort Benton, some 90 miles away, many of them froze to death.
Neat.
Yeah. And after releasing of those captured, Major Baker would lead his troops down the river to continue their search for their original quarry that
Fucking
they were looking
A.
for to begin with.
Oh, God.
By the time that they would get to the area that they should have gone to in the first place.
Right.
Mountain Chief and his band had escaped to nearby Canadian territory.
These sons of bitches.
During the massacre, only one cavalryman was actually killed.
Thank you for your service.
No. It was his own fucking fault.
What, did he shoot himself accidentally?
No. He would die because he fell off his goddamn horse and broke his leg.
Hey, that's not his fault. What if he was taking fire and the horse bucked and threw him?
Okay, first off, you have a rookie horse.
A rookie horse? That's yes. Not a real thing, is it?
I made it up.
Yeah.
Most of these horses that they are shooting off of, I don't think they actually were.
Yes.
Or if they were, they were actually like. Oh, Jesus.
Most cavalry horses were deaf.
Yeah.
Because they'd shoot right over their heads.
Like I said, this was a rookie horse.
wasn't quite deaf yet. We got to figure out how to deafen these goddamn horses faster.
He's not quite deaf yet.
Has anybody invented the screwdriver yet? No? Yeah. Damn. I'll have to use a... Yeah. Well, we don't have ice picks either because we don't have ice.
He would fall
a knife
off
seems a little excessive.
Yeah. Maybe. Not really.
Get like one of them sewing needles and just get in there and... root around until the horse can't hear, which I don't know how we're going to figure that out, but we will.
So, yeah, he fell off his horse and broke his leg. Then the injury later on, he would die from
it. It's unfortunate. It's a hell of a way to die.
Fuck him.
Pretty much, yeah.
A lieutenant of the cavalry.
I mean, that'd be like finding out that, one of the fucking ATF agents that was at Ruby Ridge, he slipped and whacked his head on the concrete and died, you're like, oh man, that sucks. Not really, because you're a scumbag piece of shit, so
yeah,
you kind of deserved it.
Where the hell was I?
I don't know, he interrupted you, so.
I don't know. Fuck. shit.
I'll do it again, too.
God damn it. Oh, here we are. So, a lieutenant of the cavalry named Gus Doan, commander of F Company, described the massacre as, quote, the greatest slaughter of Indians ever made by U.S. troops, end quote.
Yeah, well, to that point, yes. Because we hadn't quite gotten to, like, was Wounded Knee really a massacre? Because they fought pretty good there.
No.
So just because they lose doesn't mean it's a massacre. No. I mean, another good one was when Custer got killed. That's technically also a massacre.
It was not. Actually, it was a good deed.
It's still a massacre. It's a mass killing of people of the opposite. Massacres work both ways. They work both ways.
Listen, one dickhead that deserved to die died.
Yes, he did. But I'm just saying, it works both ways.
All right, fine.
You can't be like, well, the concentration camps that the Nazis had were bad.
First off,
but the concentration camps the Russians ran, they were okay. All right, that's fine. All right,
first off,
it's the same thing.
All right, first off, it wasn't a massacre when Custer died. Okay, first, because, no, it wasn't. Let's get it straight. Because they weren't, you know, all sitting there going, hey, what's going on? How you doing? No, they were ready for the fucking battle to take place. They fought each other.
Okay.
I mean,
it's a battle then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck it. Battle, I don't know, with Little Bighorn. Right? Yeah. That's what it is.
I don't know. Yeah, I said Wounded Knee, but that also wasn't a massacre. That was a battle.
Battle of Little Bighorn. That's what it was. Where Custer got his fucking last stand and got whacked. You fuck around and found out.
Yeah. I mean, so did these guys, technically, but.
No, they didn't. Because they were wrong place.
He tried to pull the French move, and they're like, mm-mm.
They were the
you
wrong,
don't look French.
They were in the wrong place, wrong time.
Or right place, wrong time, however you want to look at it. Because, I mean, it was their place anyway, and they were just there at the wrong time. They should have all gone out to dinner is what I'm getting at.
Should have.
Yeah.
They did.
Just fill up that Applebee's, man.
So Major Baker would report to the Secretary of War. Yes, Secretary of War, not defense, because at the time.
It still should be.
At the time. We called it like it was.
Yeah, it still should be.
It should
be. Because that's exactly what it is.
That they had killed 173 Native Americans, and later reports would range this number to 200. And that number would include those that had been released and had frozen to death.
You didn't really kill them. I mean, the elements did. So,
yeah.
It doesn't really count. No.
True. So years after the massacre, a newspaper named the Sun River Sun, which is
whoa. One more time?
The Sun River Sun. I looked at it twice, too.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure because I mean, the River Sun sounds way a little bit better, but the Sun River, not so much.
The Sun River Sun.
Yeah. Sun River sounds like a fucking prison somewhere.
I don't know, man. Listen, I didn't make this shit up.
I know.
I mean, you know. I had to look at it twice.
Yeah.
I was like, is that a typo?
That's a stupid fucking newspaper. I hope that thing's out of business.
Probably is.
Good.
So the Sun River Sun, which is a Montana newspaper, published an article about the massacre. And this is what they said. Quote, they piled all the tents and truck, as well as the robes, what the traders had in a big heap and set fire to them, burnt them clear up. That a fight broke out up the Piegans awful bad. No, I have no clue what the fuck they were saying. I apologize.
I have no clue.
I mean, now at the time of the massacre, the outrage was seen in Congress and in the Eastern press about the massacre that occurred. General William Sherman deflected a public inquiry by silencing the protests of General Alfred Sully, the Bureau of Indian Affairs superintendent of Montana Indians.
He hadn't discovered his love of fire yet.
No. And
he was thinking about it, though.
No, this was after. This is 1870.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I thought we were still in, like, 1850.
No, 1870.
Okay. So he's definitely got a taste for fire and killing Indians now.
Yeah.
So now he's like, I don't see a problem here. No. The only problem I see is that you set their stuff on fire, right? You didn't set them on fire.
Sure.
And that would have made me happy.
So, yeah. General Alfred Sully, the Bureau of Indian Affairs Superintendent of Montana Indians, and Lieutenant William Pessy, the Piegan Indian agent who had reported the damaging body count. Sherman responded by issuing a public press release denying military guilt and insisting that the most of the dead Piegans were warriors in Mountain Chief's camp.
Oh, shit.
Many blamed Major Baker, a known alcoholic, for the massacre and failure to capture Mountain Chief's men. However, General Sheridan expressed his confidence in Baker's leadership in subsequent controversy. Between Sheridan and Sherman's statements, an official investigation into the incident never occurred. After 5 days of the massacre...
Awful big rug to sweep on underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 days after the massacre, the Helena Daily Herald reported, quote, Colonel Baker's expedition has just returned. It was a complete success throughout.
Sure was. We killed the shit out of them Indians.
No, I did find a like a newspaper clipping that's from the Montana Pick and Plow. It's a Bozeman newspaper that ran a story about it. So this is the story that ran. Happy result of Colonel Baker's Piegan campaign. Piegan campaign.
Happy result. Good job.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, buddy. Two thumbs up.
Never since Montana's first settlement have we so long enjoyed immunity from Indian outrages. Since this severe castigation.
That's just when they cut your balls off.
No, that's castration.
Oh.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Since the severe castigation administered by Colonel Baker last winter to the Redskin thieves and murderers, our frontiers north, east, west, and south have been profoundly tranquil. Now, I said Redskins. That is a quote from a article.
That's fine. They are also trying to rename the team that. Like, big-time petitions from Native Americans saying, we didn't want you to change it in the first place.
Okay.
I'm not making it up.
I said okay.
You know,
I didn't say you were.
You sounded like I was. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you call them. You could call them the Washington best team in the fucking world, and they're not going to make the playoffs because they are dog shit.
Okay.
The Washington dog shit would be the best team name for that team.
All right.
The Washington couldn't cut it in the SEC.
Okay.
Alabama would fucking smoke them, and I hate saying that because I hate Alabama.
My sister would say,
Roll Tide. Fuck your Tide. Fuck your Tide. Fuck that dumb elephant on the ball. Fuck your school.
Love it.
Fuck them.
Okay. Are you good now?
I guess. Like, college football's starting up, so I got to get my hate out.
It is, actually. It started last week.
Was it last week or is it this week?
In our fucking Notre Dame Irish.
Because they're awesome.
Fucking won.
As long as Notre Dame and Tennessee have good years, I'm happy.
And they won over in Ireland.
Yeah.
Pride of the Irish.
Like I said. Yes. Like I said, as long they don't even have to be Irish, they just have to be Catholic. It's different, but
it's true.
At least they're the right kind of Irish. Okay.
True. I mean, but, Ireland, yeah, the Irish Notre Dame is a Catholic school.
That's what I just said.
So they had to play in, you know.
Yeah.
The North or South?
Oh, the South.
South, yeah.
North Ireland doesn't exist. That's part of England. So I was talking to Ben about it a while ago. Completely off. Can I finish this? No, let me finish my story.
I have a little bit left.
We're talking about football.
Son of a bitch.
And I had to call it soccer because it's not football. But there's an Irish guy that plays, he plays for whatever team. And anytime they go to play an English team, like he posted about this on Twitter saying, my favorite thing to do before we play any team in England is like, I listen to a bunch of IRA songs because that's what I grew up listening to. And he got his fucking ass reamed out for that. Like you can't say that you listen to like the broad black brimmer of the IRA and shit like that before you go out and play them. I'm like, why not? Then I was like, oh wait, I forgot. England has all of those like pussy, like, freedom of speech issues and stuff where you can't post stuff on Facebook and then not have the police show up at your house because it's offensive to somebody.
True.
But, I mean, we're headed that way, so what difference does it make?
It's okay.
Except we have guns, and they don't.
It's true.
We have universal healthcare. Fuck you. Because guess what?
If you guys could have seen the motion he made.
I did full Homer Simpson, like, retard hands, you know? I don't have to pay for healthcare. My taxes are just really high, though. Because you're paying for healthcare through your taxes, you goddamn idiots. Just like Canada. It's free. No, it's not. Nothing's free when the government's involved with it.
But some of it's better than ours. I mean, some parts of that.
Yeah, healthcare. You know, like waiting 9 months to get in to see a doctor for the fucking cold and stuff. It's great.
Now.
Or you can just be a man and not go to the fucking doctor.
Now, see, here's the thing is when did people talk about. Let's hold that, okay? Let's hold that for the end. I want to just finish this up, okay?
Fine.
Jesus Christ. So it is worth noting that this massacre, which is often referred to as the Baker Massacre, the 1870 event, which is also called the Marias Massacre or the Bear River Massacre, it does not have a monument as far as I'm aware. And this is a very little known massacre in history, which is very sad. Because 200 people lost their lives for no fucking reason. Because they were wrong place, wrong time.
Well, let me stop you for a second. Because technically...
Don't you say,
they fought well.
No, I'm not going to. Technically, at the time, the U.S. government did not consider them people. So it doesn't really matter.
It does matter, because they...
That's what I'm saying. You understand where I'm going with that? It's like, look, they're really not people, so it doesn't, who cares? It'd be like if they went and killed 200 fucking slaves in, like, 1820.
Well, I mean,
it's just how they looked at it. Like, they're not really people.
I look at, like, things like this.
You kill a bunch of communists. They're not really people. Who cares? And I will die on that fucking hill. The communism part, not the rest of it.
Okay. So I look at it kind of like, because I was watching a thing, and it kind of made me think about this. This massacre, and it really kind of made me think of, you know, about things, and I was like, yeah, because they were talking about how, like, in China, and then the stuff in Russia with, you know, Stalin and all them, and what they did. It's like, we got these people sitting here. This guy was talking about it. He's like, oh, how is that right? And everything else. It's like, wait a minute. How is it right that we treated our Native Americans, the people that were here first, like shit, but we condemn other people for doing things that we did ourselves? We gave them fucking blankets filled with smallpox so they would die.
Devil's advocate. It's going to make me sound like an asshole. We didn't do anything that anybody else wouldn't have done in that same situation.
But, I'm... Okay, yeah, that's true. But we can't sit here in one hand... On one hand say, okay, what you're doing is totally fucking wrong. But not go... But then not look at... You know, when they rebut back and say, well, look what you did to your own natives. You know, your aboriginals or whatever they want to call them. Your First Nations people. You fucking slaughtered them wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I mean...
And guess what we teach people about in history classes?
None of that.
Bullshit.
Really?
Yeah.
You learned about that in history?
Yes, I did.
I didn't learn any of that.
We learned about a bunch of that shit in history class.
I didn't learn any of that. At all. In any history class I took in high school, in elementary school, nope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got right into that. But you have to remember, when I was going through high school, things were starting to get more progressive than they were when you were there, for whatever that is, you know? So they had changed the curriculum with a bunch of stuff like that. But yeah, we learned about a lot of, not like in specifics, it was more like, this is what happened, here's the numbers. They didn't go into, you know, what really caused it or anything. It was more just like footnotes and stuff, but
yeah
they teach you about it.
Hmm.
Well, now they just don't teach you about fucking anything in school other than, true, you know, save that for Patreon. Anyway.
Anyway. Yeah, so that kind of like wraps up my episode. It's kind of a short one, but oh.
But again, it's human nature. It's just how we do shit. Because guess what? When the you know, the Saxons showed up in England and they fucking killed the Britons and forced them all back into Wales, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, when the Vikings showed up anywhere and they're like, I like this spot. I'm going to enslave people, kill them, and farm their land instead. It's human nature. We can't claim to be any better or any worse about it than anybody else. But as Americans, we have the luxury of being forced to be guilty about it, which we are. But it happens to everybody. You don't hear a lot of people in England like, oh, these fucking Anglo-Saxons showed up and they forced all the... Nobody bitches about that. It's because we're such a young country that it's still recent enough history that we can feel bad about it. Like England, they're like, yeah, fuck, that was like fucking 2,000 years ago. Who cares? You know, are they still mad at the Romans for showing up? Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is.
I mean, yeah, I understand. But I'm just saying, you know, my point is the fact that, you know, our up and mighty country can't say we're so mighty and everything else and condemn so many other people for shit that we did. You know, I mean, like.
But we're the only ones that do that. You know, you don't hear people in Germany complaining about what we did to Native Americans. They don't give a fuck because it's not their involvement.
Well, I don't know. I can't say anything about that because I'm not in Germany. I don't know anything.
Well, neither am I, and I have no plans of going there. You know,
I do, but
it's just like I said. It's because we're such a young country that it's still recent enough that we can still kind of feel bad about it.
Yeah. But
yeah, the other one that gets that a lot is Australia. You're like, oh, these fucking Australians showed up and killed all the Aboriginals. No, they were British when they showed up.
True.
You know, and then they became Australian. So. True.
Very true.
Yeah. It's conquest. We've been doing it since the dawn of fucking time.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's two different things. You know, I mean. I'm just saying my thought was, you know, is just that, like I said, we can't say one thing and do another, you know,
but everybody else does. So why do we have to be the exception?
I'm talking for everybody else. I'm talking for us.
That's what I'm saying.
The United States. I'm not talking for everybody else.
We're not always the bad guy. In this situation, yes, we were. The government was, because. And that's the other thing, is we need to stop using the words we when we talk about fucking war crimes and shit like that, because we didn't commit them. Somebody in the government decided that was a good idea to do.
It's true.
Okay?
Very true.
Except for, like, My Lai Massacre, that was just one particular asshole that decided that was a good idea. Then he got fucking let off because him and Richard Nixon were pals, and... I really hope that he died a painful death because he's such a piece of shit.
True.
Both of them. That jowly fuck and that one guy.
Anyway, we're rambling. So, yeah, that's kind of my episode for the week. It's kind of short and a little bit rambly, but yeah.
Well, we weren't really rambling at the end. We were staying on topic. We just modernized
it.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. So, yeah.
Patreon.com/DarkWindowsPodcast. $5 a month. Gets you access to all, at this point in time, after this episode, 84 episodes. You should probably check it out, because this week's going to be, no offense, Kevin, this is a good episode. This week's Patreon is going to be way less of a bummer than this one was. because we are going to talk about some people that won Darwin Awards by taking themselves out of the gene pool.
All right.
And it's going to be fun.
Sweet.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to hear us... Patreon, it's not really like we do like a specific thing over there. We just cover stuff that would probably be too short for a regular episode, or that we were like, ah, this one's going to be a lot of fun. Because then we can just kind of, we can riff and be a little bit less, what's the word I'm looking for? Not censor ourselves as much as we do here. Because believe it or not, we do. We do kind of censor ourselves a little bit here. But yeah, we let loose on Patreon and just talk about a bunch of stupid shit. So go check it out. And then while you're also on the internet and probably your phone, you can go over to studio.com. You can find yourself some headphones, a fantastic speaker, many breeds of earbuds.
Many a breed.
Many species of earbuds. There's plenty. Yes. Actually, no. Earbuds are their own species. It's just different breeds.
Uh-huh.
Different races of earbuds, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter.
No, I think...
I think breeds is probably the better way to put it.
Breeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all earbuds.
Yeah.
So that's the race. Breeds are the type.
Yeah.
Aha, see?
Well, I mean, species also works when you're putting the whole thing into a basket.
All right. All
but, yeah, you throw in Dark Windows 15 at checkout, you get 15% off your entire order. You go over to Facebook, Dark Windows Podcast. That's the fan page. The group page, not fan page, because you guys aren't fans, you're family at this point.
Of course.
We are small, but we are mighty. We've got, what are we looking at? I've actually got it pulled up in front of me right here.
I have no
idea. We're at right around 376 members at this point. But unlike some of those other big shows where they got a couple thousand people on their page, where it's like five or six people posting, we got 375 people on here, and pretty regularly we've got, you know, 15 to 20 people just throwing random shit up there.
I mean, I'd rather have 375-ish.
I don't care. Six, I mean, we have to have a vocal minority to start conversations and stuff, and you guys are pretty good at that.
Well, I mean...
So then you could also just go over to Dark Windows on Facebook, which is the show page, and you can actually leave a review there. And if you leave a review, recommendation, whatever the fuck they're calling them now, and you throw something in there as a topic that you want to hear, we will do our pretty goodest to make sure that that comes up sooner rather than later, after we've had some time to research it and, you know, set up a time and stuff like that for it. So with that being said, just because you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean that the dark can't see into you.
Bye-bye.
As I say goodbye, Kevin.
Goodbye, Kevin.
You fucking asshole. How dare you?